Tony Hogan Bought Me an Ice Cream Float Before He Stole My Ma by Kerry Hudson. Read by Jane McFarlane. Chapter 1. Get out, you cunting, shitting, little fucking fucker, were the first words I ever heard. The midwife, a shiny-faced woman who learned entirely new turns of phrase that night, smoothed Ma's hair. You're both fine. We'll have to give you a quick stitch-up later, but baby girl just ripped you a wee bit coming out. Ma laid me, sticky and slack-limbed, on her chest and wondered how something so pink, puckered and fragile could be so vicious as to tear the person who was meant to love her most in the world. But that was the Ryan women. Fishwives to the marrow, they were always ready to fight and knew the places that would cut deepest. I was not vicious, though. No one could tell if I was clever or sly, as my grandma had predicted, while blowing Benson and Hedges smoke rings over my ma's swollen belly. I was a bad baby, forever gurning and spitting out my ma's nipple. My delicate skin had mottled with the indignation of being ripped by forceps from a warm, cosy spot where I was perfectly happy. For all my fretful kicking at the air and scratching at my own face, my saving grace was beauty. Everyone said so. A golden baby with extra blue eyes, the slope of my nose and forehead just so. She'll be a wee heartbreaker, Grandma said, smoothing down her mint-green nylon trousers. But she'll have a lot of jealousy.